Across the country, artisan and specialty cheese is big business, with annual sales approaching $4 billion. And as American palates become ever more adventurous, cheesemakers and sellers say they need a higher level of expertise. So today, roughly 200 so-called cheesemongers will gather in Des Moines to sit for a three-hour exam. If they pass, they become certified cheese professionals. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
For Mark Vigeli, cheese is very much a living, breathing thing. As he slices a 21-pound wheel of Alpine-style Swiss, the West Des Moines Whole Foods cheesemonger describes the process of flavor development. Vigeli says it doesn't stop after a cheese is made. Acids, fats, and sugars continue to break down, creating new smells.
The enzymes are acting on the cheese. They're kind of digging in there, feeding off of all this stuff, and there's just all this natural microflora and bacteria that's actually working to create all these crazy flavors and smells from cheese. And
Vigeli has been studying for the Certified Cheese Professional exam since January. Though he's been working with cheese for over 2 years, Vigeli's still a little bit nervous about today's test. He says a CCP certification would make him more marketable.
It's been very intense, and they can ask you just a wide range of things, from cheese making to milk composition to breeds of animals with cheese to, you know, cheese varieties and types, and even from importation laws to distribution. So it covers like the whole gamut.
The Certified Cheese Professional Exam was first offered in 2012 at the American Cheese Society's annual conference. This year's gathering is in Des Moines. About 1,200 people will be attending. Even though the certification is only in its fifth year, it's quickly gaining acceptance.
So the culinary atmosphere right now is really one of curiosity. It's food has become the new entertainment, essentially.
Mark McCutcheon is the director of delicatessen and charcuterie for the supermarket company Hy-Vee. The West Des Moines-based grocery chain has 6 cheesemongers scheduled to take the CCP exam as part of the company's goal to meet growing customer trends.
People ask questions about where their food comes from, how it's sourced, how livestock are treated. They want to know about the farmer, about the family, the process.
About an hour south of Des Moines, I meet Wendy Johnson, one of only 3 people in all of Iowa who has passed the CCP exam. Johnson works at a small dairy with about a dozen milking goats. The animals are kept in a sunny corral, though part of the enclosure is shaded. Reichert's Derriere primarily breeds La Mancha goats because their milk is known for having a relatively high percentage of fat.
Each goat, is their milk is separated and it's sent to a facility in the state, and they analyze the composition of the milk. And so a few of our goats actually have a higher butter fat than the other goats.
Johnson hands me a hairnet and shows me around the dairy's cheesemaking facility.
This vat will make up to a 24-gallon batch of cheese. We actually do a pH reading to make sure that the curd is at the right pH before we cut into it.
We discuss why American palates seem to be increasingly sophisticated. Johnson thinks it may have to do with people traveling more.
We want to come back to the States. We want to find those cheeses that we had in different countries. There are even producers here in the U.S. They want to see cheese from California. They just want to recreate that experience that they had.
Back in Des Moines, cheesemongers are likely doing some final exam prep, perhaps reviewing USDA sanitation standards or the legal definition of pasteurization or wine pairings. From what I hear, it's a pretty hard test. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.